But this year, they wanted to allow everyone enough time to recover from the 1st of January celebrations, and they've put it at the end of the month. The program has sensational theater, dance, and also a large number of art exhibitions. But the thing the festival is most famous for is its great street music. For today's report, though, Jeffrey, I'm looking at some of the theatrical events that you might like to see. In particular, at this year's theme, circuses. I'm going to tell you about two circus performances, but there are plenty of others in the program. I've chosen these because they represent distinct movements within circus performance. The first is the Circus Romano from Italy. As this is a traveling circus, it follows a long tradition by performing in a marquee, which is really like a canvas portable building, usually put up in a green space or car park rather than in a theater or stadium.
Section 2. You'll hear Jane Hemington talking about this year's summer festival. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
Good evening. And in this week's edition of Focus on the Arts, Jane Hemington is going to fill us in on what's in store for us at this year's Summer Festival. Over to you, Jane.
Thank you, Jeffrey. This year, the Summer Festival is the biggest we've ever seen, so there should be something for everybody. This is the third year they've run it, and the timing's slightly different. For the last couple of years, it's been around the 5th to 17th,